The State House and Senate's Medical Cannabis Legislative Oversight Working Group meets today at 2 p.m. in the state capitol with a number of issues to address. HBR reporter Kuuve Hiraishi has been following the somewhat rocky rollout of Hawaii's first medical marijuana ventures, and we spoke with her about what we can expect from today's hearing.
For the most part, it's going to be a check-in of the Department of Health's updates, and this group has been meeting, every month for the last year.
Mm-hmm.
And this is just the first time that they're going to be meeting since the dispensary is open. So they are Senator Roz Baker, who co-chairs the working group of MOE. She said she anticipates a lot of frustration in today's discussions. But the good thing is everyone, the Department of Health, patients, doctors, people are there to answer and ask questions. So it adds that layer of transparency to a sort of Hawaii kind of building this medical marijuana dispensary program.
So whatever information needs to be gathered should be able to be gathered.
Exactly. And I've actually gone through some of the minutes of these working group meetings for the past year, and it seems like a lot of the issues that dispensaries and patients and everyone has been running into has been discussed at these meetings. So It was always just a hypothetical until the dispensaries opened, then these issues really started to materialize.
Well, the dispensaries opened and promptly closed in some cases, right?
Exactly. And that's a good, you know, I think one of the hot topics at today's meeting is going to be the laboratories and cannabis derivative products. So what happened with MOE Grown Therapies is what you're referring to. They opened on a Tuesday. And then by the next Monday, they had to close shop Monday and Tuesday because they had run out of supply.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the thing that they didn't anticipate was that they would only be able to test dried cannabis flower.
Right.
So they had put all this money into coming up with oils and tinctures or cannabis derivative products to be sold to their patients who don't want to smoke.
Yeah, and that's a big part of dispensary inventory in other states.
Exactly. And that was a big part of the inventory for MOE Grown. So when they found out that the one laboratory, Steep Hill, that was certified to test products for sale was not certified to test cannabis derivative products, they had to make rapid adjustments. And the best thing they could do was close and wait for their cannabis dried flower to be certified by the lab so that they could go ahead and sell those. So that will definitely be on the agenda today.
Has that put them at some risk, you know, that a large initial investment and a minimal return, given that they can't sell all the products they thought they were going to sell?
It did, and it has had an impact. But for the most part, I think what everyone seems to be looking at is for solutions. They aren't that frustrated to the point where they're just like, oh, the Department of Health just needs to get this done. I think they're sort of wanting to be at the table and say, you know, we didn't know this was going on, so can we tweak things so that we can be able to have that communication? And I think they're looking for solutions to get labs, either Steep Hill, so we only got one lab certified for all of the dispensaries. So to test any product that goes to sale is this one lab on Oahu. MOE Grown had to have their products flown to Oahu to be tested. So that adds to an extra cost to their expenses.
And it adds to the cost to the consumer, which we've heard some complaining about, right?
Exactly. And I looked into that. So MOE Grown Therapies said a gram of marijuana that they sell ranges from 19 to 24, which is somewhat competitive. Black markets, you can go as low as 10 to 20.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't sound like it's really having that impact, but I have heard that from others in the game and other folks that are in this industry.
What kind of immediate, I mean, we probably can't expect immediate resolution, but what kind of steps do you think we can expect from today?
So I asked about that. You know, what's coming out of this? Eventually, the ultimate goal of the working group is to give legislative recommendations for the next session. So it is too early to anticipate what that will look like. But I think what Carl Berquist, who is the executive director of the Drug Policy Forum of Hawaii, what he had mentioned is what needs to happen now is we can't anticipate that it's going to take a while to get all the labs up and running, all the dispensaries up and running. So let's come up with ways to serve our patients in that interim. So, for example, only MOE and Oahu patients are being served right now. Big Island, Kauai, dispensaries are not open, but those patients are waiting for medicine. So he was saying to sort of work on the transport of medicine, laws that deal with transport of medicine
Make
to allow them
statewide,
to allow them to go and fly to MOE, go to the dispensary, take their medicine home until these dispensaries can get ready to open.
HPR reporter Kuve Hiraishi's story on the issues at stake in today's hearing will run today from between 4 and 6 during All Things Considered. The hearing itself will begin at 2 p.m. in Conference Room 309 at the Hawaii State Capitol.